Joe Biden to welcome DACA illegal aliens to White House for amnesty push. By John Binder on May 13, 2021. President Joe Biden will welcome illegal aliens eligible and enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program to the White House on Friday to make a legislative push for a massive amnesty plan. The White House confirmed that Biden will meet with six DACA illegal aliens in the Oval Office to lobby Congress to pass a series of amnesty bills that would provide most of the roughly 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States with green cards and, eventually, American citizenship. NBC News reported. The individuals Biden will meet Friday underscore the administration's argument for enshrining that executive action into law, highlighting essential workers in fields like education, agriculture and healthcare. Emphasis added. This is an opportunity to send that message that this is a priority for us, a White House official said. Emphasis added. Welcoming DACA illegal aliens at the White House is only the latest effort by Biden to get the House and Senate to pass an amnesty plan that would pack the U.S. labor market with millions of newly legalized foreign workers even as 16.4 million Americans remain jobless. Last month, in his first address to a joint session of Congress, Biden asked lawmakers to pass his amnesty plan, which Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, admitted in March doesn't have support in Congress. Analysis of the Biden amnesty revealed the plan would import a foreign-born population nearly the size of California by 2031 as nearly 12 million illegal aliens would have taken advantage of the amnesty provisions by then. Overall, the Biden amnesty would likely bring more than 37.3 million foreign nationals to the U.S. as it doubles current legal immigration levels and gives out more than a million green cards annually. Biden is also seeking passage of two amnesty plans which passed out of the House in March. One that could provide amnesty to 4.4 million illegal aliens and another that would give green cards to about 2.1 million illegal aliens working on farms. The amnesty push is being spearheaded by corporate interests such as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Koch Brothers Network of Donor Class Organizations, as well as former President George W. Bush. As Breitbart News reported, Bush, joined by the Koch-funded Americans for Prosperity, the Refugee Lobby, the Chamber, and the Business Roundtable, is lobbying Congress to increase legal immigration levels by claiming it will end illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. In addition, the coalition is urging Congress to pass amnesty. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.